defile themselves
Love
with them.
Talk Radio.
And they taught them charms and enchantments from the cutting of roots, mated with plants.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forward and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you. That was Mother Pearl reading the scripture tonight. Thanks, Sister Milton, that read all this week. This is our continued revival. This is the end of our revival. Last night we did Kidney Out of Flow. Tonight we're talking about divine healing. Now, I told you I got something for you to do tonight to continue your healing, your process for your healing. I also said that if you got a need to plant a seed, I want you to go to my website, it's thuseedabrahamyourwebsite.com, and pull up the homepage, and then you can give, you can plant a seed. Or you can go to Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. When you do that, you can write me or get in contact with me, and that's the way you can plant your seed. Or else you can go to Cash Out. That's the money sign, Bishop T3T. You can do it that way. And that'll work quick, fast, and in a hurry. You see that? That'll work fast. That'll work quick, fast, and in a hurry for you when you want something done. God will do it for you in a hurry. Tonight, talking about divine healing. And divine healing comes from God. And I want to talk a little bit about divine healing. The word divine means from God. Healing is God, body, mind, soul. By the way, the angel of September was Raphael, the healing angel. I don't know if I tell you the reason of things tonight or not, Mary. But since she's on the line, let her read the 23rd number of Psalms, because so many people that I know, they read the 23rd number of Psalms. You know, they read it at funerals, they read it in the hospital, and some people request the 23rd number of Psalms. I'm at Mary Hawkins in Detroit to read the 23rd number of Psalms. As we get into our last night revival online. And I told you that if you got somebody need to listen, you need to get in. I was talking to a lady today. I gave her the number. She said, I need some healing. I said, you need to listen. Healing comes from God, not from man. And the doctor can give you the news that you won't get well. And I know some people, the doctor died and the people live. One lady said the doctor gave her a year to die. I mean, to die. And she said the doctor died and she's still living. And she's 95 years old now. But I want to say to you tonight, Mary, when you get 23rd number time, press, lift your hand up. And I know you got, thank you, kind spirit. And if you have somebody that Tomorrow will be on 11 to 12. That's Sunday morning with the bishop. If you got somebody you want to give a number to, that's 515-605-9890. Give it to somebody because I might have a word for you. Like, I got a word right now for a girl named Celia. Celia is going to be all right. And I got a word for a man named Clamp. I don't know if they're on the line, but spiritually tell Clamp, he's going to be all right. The healing's going to take place. I just want to say that. I got Mary on the line. She's going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. And the 23rd number of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. Before I bring her on, I want to express that means that body, mind, and you trust in God. When you trust in God, God going to give you the breakthrough, okay? So when you trust in God, God going to open the door for you. So when David was a man after God's own heart, David was Jesse's baby boy, and David was the shepherd. He seen about the sheep. So the 23rd number of Psalm is very significant to you that need a breakthrough. I have Sister Mary Hawkins family. I'm from Detroit. She's going to read the 23rd number of Psalm for us. I'm waiting for her to come on now. Mary, God bless you tonight. I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalm for us.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. That was Mary reading the 23rd number of Psalms tonight. And tonight is the last night of our revival. Some of you might download it and you might get a word. And some of you need to plant a seed for your need. I want to thank Mary for reading. She's been reading all the week for me anyway. She read Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and she ended up Saturday. And tonight is divine healing. Told you what to put on the altar last night. I'm going to tell you how to complete your altar for your healing. And this is for your healing tonight. Don't forget that healing comes from God. Whatever you need, God got what you want, God got what you need. And I want to tell you that's going through something with your body. God is a healer. And I'm going to trust in God, and I want you to trust. I'm praying for you, Sister Johnson, and I'm praying for you, Sister Nelson, as you to pray for her. And I want to tell you, I'm praying also for you, that God will do for you, Joanne. I'm praying that the breakthrough will come for you. God bless you tonight. 1, 2, 3, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. But I want to go a little further. One, God. Two, God. Three is God. So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So we have to work with what God give us, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Tonight, as I get ready to share with you the word of God, and I want you to know that whatever you need, God got what you want. In all thy ways, in knowledge of God, he will direct your path. You said, I can't go to church. That's a building. The church is in your home. Where you at home is your church. The church is in your body. You keep your temple clean. Keep your mind clean. And what I mean by that, don't let nothing overtake you. Always trust in the Almighty God. Even if it's problems, trust in God. Sometimes people don't understand what you're going through. And the lady used to say, my fight ain't your fight, and you don't know my story. And once people know your story, God knows your story. God knows what's happening. He was happening in Ukraine, they're killing. And I told you about the flood that hit Florida. I told you a month it was coming. Get Mary on the phone. I'm thinking I'd get her. Her line's still open. I'm going to ask her when I begin to prophesy about Mary, when I started prophesying about the hurricane.
I think it was last month.
It was last month. That's right. I was telling you that in my prophecy, I said the people that believe Florida and go out of Florida. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
And the same thing happened to what happened down to the Gulf. The same thing will happen there. We're going to have to go in because of so much going on. Now, I was telling the lady, she said, why that happened. I said, the curse on the earth, the blood on the earth. That's how it happened. Okay. Now, what I'm talking about, Native American Mary owned that land. All that land belonged to Native American, Blackfoot. The Europeans came and killed all of them, took the land and named the land. And the little kids, they put them in school. All that happened. And after that, now this happened. After that, they brought the slaves over. When the slaves came, some of them didn't make it. They threw them overboard. They killed them. They murdered them. When they brought them to North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida, they had to walk all the way they had to walk. You know, they come over on the ships. They brought them in chains. So the people down south, the big farmers, slave masters, were buying them and giving them. So how did they get? They had to walk from Richmond, Virginia. They had to walk all the way from Florida to Mississippi, to Alabama, to Louisiana. Okay? So a lot of them died on the way, on the ship from Africa. A lot of them died on the way going to Mississippi, going to Arkansas, going to Louisiana, going to Texas. So what I'm saying tonight, rich people went down and bought land. I seen Rolls Royce floating. Then I seen Rolls Royce float. And then I looked. I seen Cadillac and Ford floating. I seen around, so we're letting you know things floating around, and that thing floating around, things were happening. Okay? So things were floating, and things happening. What I'm saying to you, don't nothing just happen because it happened, Rose. And I want to tell you, Pearl, it happened because something wrong. Something happened and ain't nobody repented. All the killing that's going on now, those people got to repent. And, you know, they lost brothers, sisters, lost everything. But God is still the God. God is still the God of Abraham and Jacob. God is still the supreme God. Don't forget to read 10th Psalm. on your altar, you should have water, olive oil, fruit. You should have the scripture of the angels. The last thing I want you to put on there tonight, put it on there for this month out. Make sure you go to the store and get, I want you to get three beets. Three beets. Yeah, pearl, three beets. Beets grow under the ground. My thing is begin to go into your herbal diet. That means apples, oranges, bananas, and eat fruit, beans, pecans, walnuts. Change your diet for this month. A lot of things going to happen for you. Divine healing going to take place. So I want you to get up, go to the store. And the beach is at the bottom. Okay, you know, get that. Say you want three beets. And once you take them three beets, put them on that altar. Now, these beets going to heal whatever wrong with you. Whatever problem you got, these beets going to heal it. Okay? Now, I'm just thinking with the ancestors. So to get ready to receive the beet for your healing. Okay? Now, I want you to get the, don't get no powder, no beet juice. I want you to get the real beet. Now, I will tell you, once you get them, it's for your healing. It's strictly for the healing of your body. That's what that's for. Acts 12 and 19. Acts 19, 12 and 11. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. God's going to get ready to heal some stuff. Larry, I'm praying for you. June, I'm praying for you. Albanetta, I'm praying for you tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want to tell you that God got a breakthrough for you, and God got a healing with your name on it. I want you to say, Bishop, I'm claiming my healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Moses was 80 years old when God gave him assignment. Enoch, that's Noah's great-granddaddy. He was 105. He walked with the angels and God. So the book of Enoch tells you what happened. Don't forget, if you got a need, Mary, plant a seed, pearl, I want you to see this month. You know, and though you need to encourage somebody to see, and that's a blessing for you when you see there's a door open up, and there's a blessing for you. Psalm 59, I got another song I want you to read. Now, I'm going to say it again. If you have problem, prayer, call me. I'll tell you why I'm telling you what to do. I want you to get ready for a big blessing that God going to open up. Mother Kelly, I'm praying for you, babe. Every letter, every telephone call is a special Mother Hall. I'm praying for you down in Covenant, Tennessee. I'm praying for you. Ralph, I'm praying for you right there in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm praying for you, Brother Sam Harris in St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, I was looking, God opened up a door, and he gave me an address. He gave me 4094. He gave me that address. It said 4094 Clark, when they gave me that. And he told me to tell your hand, it'll be all right. Sheila Hill, I'm praying for you tonight. I want you to know that God is able to take you to that next level. DB, I'm praying for you. Francis, I'm praying for you. All is well tonight. As you get ready, I haven't heard from Lisa today, but Lisa, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for Ava, your friends. I'm praying that everything will be in divine order tonight. And I want to tell you, I'm praying, Dr. Christian called me, but I missed a call. But I want to let you know, Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you wherever you might be. And I'm praying for you, Brother Thomas, that God will bless. I'm talking about divine healing tonight. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you receiving you receiving divine healing tonight. And I think that's what you need to receive, a divine healing from God. And as you receive that healing, it's a breakthrough. Psalm 23, and I told you what to get on the altar now. I want you, in your spirit, to plant a seed in the ministry. God tell you what to do. And when God tell you what to do, you're going to get the blessing that God got for you. I want to play a little music before we hear from something. I'm praying for the people down in Florida, praying for them that are in North Carolina, South Carolina. Them that lost loved ones, I'm praying for them. You talking about you gonna ride out. You can't ride out, God. Well, I'm gonna ride it out. When it's time to go, you need to go. Because God's business ain't our business. So you have to get ready for God to do something special for you. And God will open up a door for you. And God will open that door, he's gonna take you to the next level. Whatever level in your life, God's gonna care that, because I want you to know right now, it's all in God's hand. And when you can understand that it's in God's hand, you ain't got to worry about nobody trying to overrun you, overtake you. Get ready for the trillion flow. Get ready tonight, God, to bring you up to a healing, build a raphael, a healing angel tonight. I invoke the angel that watch over all of us tonight to give you a healing, or you might be all right if you just receive the healing. And once you receive the healing, can't nothing stop what God got for you. Can nobody, down in Florida, it tore up down in North and South Carolina. It just shows the power of God. I want to play a little bit of the book of Enoch. Enoch was the watchman that God put on the post. I want to decree tonight your healing. And I want to decree your healing to be a breakthrough.
Thinking that I might not have a choice over
your healing,
my own body is here.
When your healing breakthrough, we're getting ready to vote, and everybody talk about, for God told us the world he gave on the God's Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you got to believe in God. Like Dr. King said, there's a black America, there's a white America. There's a black jail, there's a white jail. We got political prisoners in jail now. And I've been asking, even those that are out, still caught up on a racist system. And we have to work through them. And the only way to work through it tonight is prayer. I'm talking about divine healing of people's minds is messed up. Y'all hear what I'm saying? People's minds are messed up now. And we have to get their minds back on track. And the only way you can get it back on track by the word of God. The only way you can get them moving, you
don't
got
buy
to
another
God
pair of glasses until you've
go.
Seen what this new invention
God
will do.
Will,
these
will
self-adjustable glasses.
See,
think that I might not have a choice.
And God
will look
is
going to
be
here.
Just like God
but
said.
But what terrifies me the most is seeing candidates embracing life-threatening policies. policy for November.
God
give you, protect our bodies, protect our choice on November 8th.
When God tells you what to do, now the women say, the women say, protect their body, you got to protect your mind. See, and Edmah has seen the curse, what happened, and it's going to happen again. Flood back to back, hurricane back to back. It's going to hit Texas, the Gulf, so it's going to do that, whether you believe it or not. It's going to happen. So I just want to let you know, you can't get around what God's going to do, okay? So if you know you can't get around, what you do? You go on and obey God. But some of you don't want to obey God. You want to obey yourself. But God told the world, don't forget, I can beg for money. I want the Spirit to tell you, Pearl, I need to give a donation to the ministry. I want you to share somebody and give your donation to the ministry. Because whatever God says, it's going to be just that. Nothing else, but just that. And if he has God to do it, he's going to do it quick, fast, and somebody's in the hurry. Some, the book of Enoch, chapter 37 and 31.
Chapter 37. The second vision which he saw, the vision of wisdom, which Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, saw. And this is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I lifted up my voice to speak, and say to those which dwell on earth, hear, ye men of old time, and see, ye that come after, the words of the Holy One, which I will speak before the Lord of spirits. It were better to declare them only to the men of old time, but even from those that come after, we will not withhold the beginning of wisdom. Till the present day, such wisdom has never been given by the Lord of spirits as I have received according to my insight, according to the good pleasure of the Lord of spirits, by whom the lot of eternal life has been given to me. Now, three parables were imparted to me, and I lifted up my voice and recounted them to those that dwell on the earth. The coming judgment of the wicked. Chapter 38, the first parable. When the congregation of the righteous shall appear, and sinners shall be judged for their sins, and shall be driven from the face of the earth, and when the righteous one shall appear before the eyes of the righteous, whose elect works hang upon the Lord of spirits, and light shall appear to the righteous and the elect who dwell on the earth, where then will be the dwelling of the sinners, and where the resting place of those who have denied the Lord of spirits? It had been good for them if they had not been born. When the secrets of the righteous shall be revealed, and the sinners judged, and the godless driven from the presence of the righteous and elect, from that time those that possess the earth shall no longer be powerful and exalted, and they shall not be able to behold the face of the holy, for the Lord of spirits hath caused his light to appear on the face of the holy, righteous, and elect. Then shall the kings and the mighty perish, and be given into the hands of the righteous and holy. And thenceforward none shall seek for themselves mercy from the Lord of spirits, for their life is at an end. The abode of the righteous and of the elect one, the praises of the blessed. Chapter 39. And it shall come to pass in those days that elect and holy children will descend from the high heaven, and their seed will become one with the children of men. And in those days Enoch received books of zeal and wrath, and books of disquiet and expulsion, and mercy shall not be accorded to them, saith the Lord of spirits. And in those days a whirlwind carried me off from the earth, and set me down at the end of the heavens. And there I saw another vision, the dwelling places of the holy, and the resting places of the righteous. Here mine eyes saw their dwellings with his righteous angels, and their resting places with the holy. And they petitioned and interceded and prayed for the children of men, and righteousness flowed before them as water, and mercy like dew upon the earth. Thus it is amongst them for ever and ever. And in that place mine eyes saw the elect one of righteousness and of faith. And I saw his dwelling place under the wings of the Lord of Spirits. And righteousness shall prevail in his days. And the righteous and elect shall be without number before him for ever and ever.
Amen.
And all the righteous and elect before him shall be strong as fiery lights, and their mouth shall be full of blessing, and their lips extol the name of the Lord of Spirits, and righteousness before him shall never fail, and uprightness shall never fail before him. There I wish to dwell, and my spirit longed for that dwelling place. And there hitherto hath been my portion, for so it hath been established concerning me before the Lord of Spirits. In those days I praised and extolled the name of the Lord of Spirits with blessings and praises, because he hath destined me for blessing and glory according to the good pleasure of the Lord of Spirits. For a long time my eyes regarded that place, and I blessed him and praised him, saying, Blessed is he, and may he be blessed from the beginning and forevermore. And before him there is no ceasing. He knows before the world was created what is forever and what will be from generation unto generation. Those who sleep not, bless thee. They stand before thy glory and bless, praise, and extol, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of spirits. He filleth the earth with spirits. And here my eyes saw all those who sleep not. They stand before him and bless and say, Blessed be thou, and blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. And my face was changed, for I could no longer behold.
So
the four archangels. And after that I saw thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning who stood before the Lord of Spirits. And on the four sides of the Lord of Spirits I saw four presences different from those that sleep not. And I learnt their names, for the angel that went with me made known to me their names and showed me all the hidden things. And I heard the voices of those four presences as they uttered praises before the Lord of glory. The first voice blesses the Lord of spirits forever and ever. And the second voice I heard blessing the elect one and the elect ones who hang upon the Lord of spirits. And the third voice I heard pray and intercede for those who dwell on the earth and supplicate in the name of the Lord of spirits. And I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satans and forbidding them to come before the Lord of Spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth. After that I asked the angel of peace who went with me, who showed me everything that is hidden, Who are these four presences which I have seen and whose words I have heard and written down? And he said to me, The first is Michael, the merciful and long-suffering. And the second, who is set over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children of men, is Raphael. And the third, who is set over all the powers, is Gabriel. And the fourth, who is set over the repentance unto hope of those who inherit eternal life, is named Phanuel. And these are the four angels of the Lord of Spirits, and the four voices I heard in those days. Chapter 41. Astronomical secrets. And after that I saw the secrets of the heavens, and how the kingdom is divided, and how the actions of men are weighed in the balance. And there I saw the mansions of the elect, and the mansions of the holy. And mine eyes saw there all sinners being driven from thence, which deny the name of the Lord of Spirits, and being dragged off. And they could not abide because of the punishment which proceeds from the Lord of Spirits. And there mine eyes saw the secrets of the lightning and of the thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to blow over the earth, and the secrets of the clouds and dew. And there I saw from whence they proceed in that place, and from whence they saturate the dusty earth. And there I saw closed chambers, out of which the winds are divided, the chamber of the hail and winds, the chamber of the mist and of the clouds. And the cloud thereof hovers over the earth from the beginning of the world. And I saw the chambers of the sun and moon, whence they proceed, and whither they come again, and their glorious return, and how one is superior to the other, and their stately orbit, and how they do not leave their orbit, and they add nothing to their orbit.
This word will give Enoch is a healing. Raphael, Angel, Femia, these are the angels that God put in place for you to listen to, for you to claim your healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Don't forget, this is the end of our revival. And Monday, I'm going to ask you, what did you learn or what happened to you when you are listened?
And they take nothing from it, and they keep faith with each other in accordance with the oath by which they are bound together. And first, the sun goes forth and traverses his path according to the commandment of the Lord of Spirits. And mighty is his name forever and ever. And after that, I saw the hidden and the visible path of the moon. And she accomplishes the course of her path in that place by day and by night, the one holding a position opposite to the other before the Lord of Spirits. And they give thanks and praise and rest not, for unto them is their thanksgiving rest. For the sun changes oft for a blessing or a curse, and the course of the path of the moon is light to the righteous and darkness to the sinners in the name of the Lord, who made a separation between the light and the darkness and divided the spirits of men, and strengthened the spirits of the righteous in the name of his righteousness. For no angel hinders, and no power is able to hinder, for he appoints a judge for them all, and he judges them all before him. The dwelling places of wisdom and of unrighteousness. Chapter 42. Wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the heavens. Wisdom went forth to make her dwelling among the children of men, and found no dwelling place. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the angels. And unrighteousness went forth from her chambers, whom she sought not, she found, and dwelt with them, as rain in a desert, and dew on a thirsty land. Chapter 43. And I saw other lightnings and the stars of heaven, and I saw how he called them all by their names, and they hearkened unto him. And I saw how they are weighed in a righteous balance, according to their proportions of light. I saw the width of their spaces, and the day of their appearing, and how their revolution produces lightning. And I saw their revolution according to the number of the angels, and how they keep faith with each other. And I asked the angel who went with me, who showed me what was hidden, what are these? And he said to me, the Lord of Spirits has showed thee their parabolic meaning. These are the names of the holy who dwell on the earth and believe in the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. Chapter 44. Also another phenomenon I saw in regard to the lightnings, how some of the stars arise and become lightnings, and cannot part with their new form. The second parable, the lot of the apostates. the new heaven and the new earth. Chapter 45. And this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the dwelling of the Holy Ones and the Lord of Spirits. And into heaven they shall not ascend, and on earth they shall not come. Such shall be the lot of the sinners who have denied the name of the Lord of Spirits, who are thus preserved for the day of suffering and tribulation. On that day mine elect one shall sit on the throne of glory and shall try their works, and their places of rest shall be innumerable. And their souls shall grow strong within them when they see mine elect ones and those who have called upon my glorious name. Then will I cause mine elect one to dwell among them, and I will transform the heaven and make it an eternal blessing and light. And I will transform the earth and make it a blessing, and I will cause mine elect ones to dwell upon it. But the sinners and evildoers shall not set foot thereon. For I have provided and satisfied with peace my righteous ones, and have caused them to dwell before me. But for the sinners, there is judgment impending with me, so that I shall destroy them from the face of the earth. The Head of Days and the Son of Man. Chapter 46. And there I saw one who had a head of days, and his head was white like wool. And with him was another being whose countenance had the appearance of a man, and its face was full of graciousness, like one of the holy angels. I asked the angel who went with me and showed me all the hidden things concerning that Son of Man, who he was and whence he was, and why he went with the Head of Days. And he answered and said unto me, This is the Son of Man, who hath righteousness, with whom dwelleth righteousness, and who revealeth all the treasures of that which is hidden, because the Lord of Spirits hath chosen him, and whose lot hath the preeminence before the Lord of Spirits in uprightness forever. And this Son of Man whom thou hast seen shall raise up the kings and the mighty from their seats, and the strong from their thrones, and shall loosen the reins of the strong, and break the teeth of the sinners. And he shall put down the kings from their thrones and kingdoms, because they do not extol and praise him, nor humbly acknowledge whence the kingdom was bestowed upon them. And he shall put down the countenance of the strong, and shall fill them with shame. And darkness shall be their dwelling, and worms shall be their bed. And they shall have no hope of rising from their beds, because they do not extol the name of the Lord of Spirits. And these are they who judge the stars of heaven, and raise their hands against the Most High, and tread upon the earth, and dwell upon it. And all their deeds manifest unrighteousness, and their power rests upon their riches. And their faith is in the gods which they have made with their hands. And they deny the name of the Lord of Spirits. And they persecute the houses of his congregations, and the faithful who hang upon the name of the Lord of Spirits. The prayer of the righteous for vengeance, and their joy at its coming. Chapter 47. And in those days shall have ascended the prayer of the righteous, and the blood of the righteous from the earth before the Lord of Spirits. In those days the holy ones who dwell above in the heavens shall unite with one voice, and supplicate, and pray, and praise, and give thanks, and bless the name of the Lord of Spirits, on behalf of the blood of the righteous which has been shed. And that the prayer of the righteous may not be in vain before the Lord of Spirits, that judgment may be done unto them, and that they may not have to suffer forever. In those days I saw the Head of Days when he seated himself upon the throne of his glory, and the books of the living were opened before him, and all his host which is in heaven above, and his counselors, stood before him. And the hearts of the holy were filled with joy, because the number of the righteous had been offered, and the prayer of the righteous had been heard, and the blood of the righteous being required before the Lord the fount of righteousness, the Son of Man, the stay of the righteous, judgment of the kings and the mighty. Chapter 48. And in that place I saw a fountain of righteousness which was inexhaustible, and around it were many fountains of wisdom. And all the thirsty drank of them, and were filled with wisdom. And their dwellings were with the righteous and holy and elect. And at that hour the Son of Man was named in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, and his name before the head of days, yea, before the sun and the signs were created, before the stars of the heaven were made, his name was named before the Lord of Spirits. He shall be a staff to the righteous whereon to stay themselves and not fall. And he shall be a light of the Gentiles and the hope of those who are troubled of heart. All who dwell on earth shall fall down and worship before him, and will praise and bless and celebrate with song the Lord of Spirits. And for this reason hath he been chosen and hidden before him, before the creation of the world and for evermore. And the wisdom of the Lord of Spirits hath revealed him to the holy and righteous. For he hath preserved the lot of the righteous, because they have hated and despised this world of unrighteousness, and have hated all its works and ways in the name of the Lord of Spirits.
What we're listening to tonight, this is Divine Healing Night. I told you what to put on the altar all the week, and I told you to plant a seed in our ministry. And I want you to know tonight, as we get ready to talk, to tell you all is well. And this was Enoch talking about his presence with God and angels. And this is the last night of our revival. And tonight is the healing night. It's a Saturday night, the healing night. If you should have on your altar, you should have olive oil, you should have fruit, you should also have the word that I gave last night on your altar. You should have water, and you should have beets. Go get the beets. Three beets. And the beets grow underground. Now, if you ain't got no sweet potatoes, get some sweet potatoes. Two. So get them beaten and sweet potatoes and put on your altar. I'm going to tell you how to, for divine healing. That's what this was. I'm going to tell you what to do with it and how to work it. Don't forget, you go to my website, that's theseedabrahamyoursite.com, and you plant the seed. You write me, Chicago. That's Post Office Box 28907, Chicago, Illinois, 628. If you got a need tonight, you plant a seed. I'm praying for the people that that happened down in Florida, the whole state. What happened in North Carolina, South Carolina? And I told you back to back, the thing jumped across Florida, went back in the ocean, and come back and hit Myrtle Beach all down there. Now, I told some people about the curse and why that had to be. But I want to tell you tonight, there's a lot of things going on, and I want to tell you, every door closed will be opened up, and God's going to get ready to bless some of you. I'm talking about divine healing tonight, from you receiving the divine word of God. And I'm going to finish this. But Enoch was with the presence of the angels and God.
His name, they are saved. And according to his good pleasure hath it been in regard to their life. In these days downcast in countenance shall the kings of the earth have become, and the strong will possess the land because of the works of their hands. For on the day of their anguish and affliction they shall not be able to save themselves. And I will give them over into the hands of my elect. As straw in the fire, so shall they burn before the face of the holy. As lead in the water, shall they sink before the face of the holy. before the face of the righteous, and no trace of them shall any more be found. And on the day of their affliction, there shall be rest on the earth, and before them they shall fall and not rise again. And there shall be no one to take them with his hands and raise them, for they have denied the Lord of spirits and his anointed. The name of the Lord of spirits be blessed. Power and wisdom of the Elect One. Chapter 49. For wisdom is poured out like water, and glory faileth not before him for evermore. For he is mighty in all the secrets of righteousness, and unrighteousness shall disappear as a shadow, and have no continuance, because the Elect One standeth before the Lord of spirits. And his glory is for ever and ever, and his might unto all generations. And in him dwells the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit which gives insight, and the spirit of understanding and of might, and the spirit of those who have fallen asleep in righteousness. And he shall judge the secret things, and none shall be able to utter a lying word before him, for he is the Elect One before the Lord of spirits, according to his good pleasure. The glorification and victory of the righteous. The repentance of the Gentiles. Chapter 50. And in those days a change shall take place for the holy and elect. And the light of days shall abide upon them, and glory and honor shall turn to the holy. On the day of affliction, on which evil shall have been treasured up against the sinners, and the righteous shall be victorious in the name of the Lord of spirits. And he will cause the others to witness this, that they may repent and forgo the works of their hands. They shall have no honor through the name of the Lord of spirits, yet through his name shall they be saved. And the Lord of spirits will have compassion on them, for his compassion is great. And he is righteous also in his judgment. And in the presence of his glory, unrighteousness also shall not maintain itself. At his judgment, the unrepentant shall perish before him. And from henceforth, I will have no mercy on them, saith the Lord of spirits. The resurrection of the dead, and the separation by the judge of the righteous and the wicked. Chapter 51. And in those days shall the earth also give back that which has been entrusted to it, and Sheol also shall give back that which it has received, and hell shall give back that which it owes. For in those days the Elect One shall arise, and he shall choose the righteous and holy from among them, for the day has drawn nigh that they should be saved. And the Elect One shall in those days sit on my throne, and his mouth shall pour forth all the secrets of wisdom and counsel. For the Lord of spirits hath given them to him, and hath glorified him. And in those days shall the mountains leap like rams, and the hills also shall skip like lambs satisfied with milk. And the faces of all the angels in heaven shall be lighted up with joy. And the earth shall rejoice, and the righteous shall dwell upon it, and the elect shall walk thereon. The seven metal mountains, and the Elect One. Chapter 52. And after those days, in that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is hidden, for I had been carried off in a whirlwind, and they borne me towards the west, there mine eyes saw all the secret things of heaven that shall be, a mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metal, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the angel who went with me, saying, What things are these which I have seen in secret? And he said unto me, All these things which thou hast seen shall serve the dominion of his anointed, that he may be potent and mighty on the earth. And that angel of peace answered, saying unto me, Wait a little, and there shall be revealed unto thee all the secret things which surround the Lord of Spirits.
Amen.
And these mountains which thine eyes have seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, and the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, and the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these shall be in the presence of the elect one as wax before the fire, and like the water which streams down from above upon those mountains, and they shall become powerless before his feet. And it shall come to pass in those days that none shall be saved, either by gold or by silver, and none be able to escape. And there shall be no iron for war, nor shall one clothe oneself with a breastplate. Bronze shall be of no service, and tin shall be of no service, and shall not be esteemed, and lead shall not be desired.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things shall be denied and destroyed from the surface of the earth, when the elect one shall appear before the face of the Lord of Spirits. The valley of judgment, the angels of punishment, and the communities of the elect one. Chapter 53. There mine eyes saw a deep valley with open mouths, and all who dwell on the earth and sea and islands shall bring to him gifts and presents and token of homage. But that deep valley shall not become full. And their hands commit lawless deeds, and the sinners devour all whom they lawlessly oppress. Yet the sinners shall be destroyed before the face of the Lord of Spirits, and they shall be banished from off the face of his earth, and they shall perish forever and ever. For I saw all the angels of punishment abiding there, and preparing all the instruments of Satan. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, For whom are they preparing these instruments? And he said unto me, They prepare these for the kings and mighty of this earth, that they may thereby be destroyed. And after this the righteous and elect one shall cause the house of his congregation to appear. Henceforth they shall be no more hindered in the name of the Lord of Spirits. And these mountains shall not stand as the earth before his righteousness, but the hills shall be as a fountain of righteous shall have rest from the oppression of sinners. Chapter 54. And I looked and turned to another part of the earth, and saw there a deep valley with burning fire. And they brought the kings and the mighty, and began to cast them into this deep valley. And there mine eyes saw how they made these their instruments, chains of immeasurable weight. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, saying, For whom are these chains being prepared? And he said unto me, These are being prepared for the hosts of Azazel, so that they may take them and cast them into the abyss of complete condemnation. And they shall cover their jaws with rough stones, as the Lord of Spirits commanded. And Michael, and Gabriel, and Raphael, and Phanuel shall take hold of them on that great day, and cast them on that day into the burning furnace, that the Lord of Spirits may take vengeance on them for their unrighteousness in becoming subject to Satan, and leading astray those who dwell on the earth. Noachic fragment on the first world judgment. And in those days shall punishment come from the Lord of Spirits, and he will open all the chambers of waters which are above the heavens, and of the fountains which are beneath the earth. And all the waters shall be joined with the waters. That which is above the heavens is the masculine, and the water which is beneath the earth is the feminine. And they shall destroy all who dwell on the earth, and those who dwell under the ends of the heaven. And when they have recognized their unrighteousness which they have wrought on the earth, then by these shall they perish. Chapter 55. And after that the head of days repented and said, In vain have I destroyed all who dwell on the earth. And he sware by his great name, Henceforth I will not do so to all who dwell on the earth, and I will set a sign in heaven, and this shall be a pledge of good faith between me and them forever, so long as heaven is above the earth. And this is in accordance with my command. Final judgment of Azazel, the watchers, and their children. When I have desired to take hold of them by the hand of the angels on the day of tribulation and pain, because of this, I will cause my chastisement and my wrath to abide upon them, saith God, the Lord of spirits. Ye mighty kings who dwell on the earth, ye shall have to behold mine elect one, how he sits on the throne of glory and judges Azazel and all his associates and all his hosts in the name of the Lord of spirits. 56. And I saw there the hosts of the angels of punishment going, and they held scourges and chains of iron and bronze. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, saying, to whom are these who hold the scourges going? And he said unto me, to their elect and beloved ones, that they may be cast into the chasm of the abyss of the valley. And then that valley shall be filled with their elect and beloved